The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got my month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's, that's right, doctor, Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. I hope before this introduction is over, or at least before the show is over, life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because my wife wants me to do something, that's why. Also, Bible trivia for fake, and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. You looking for the key? Here it is. We're going to hand you the keys to the show right now. We're going to show you what we're really made of. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. And boy, is this apropos for this moment. Here's the question. Get ready. What can our prayer warriors pray for you about? There's many people out there that need people praying for them. We've got a multitude of needs on the table today. Physical, health, they have to do with legal battles, they have to do with presentations, witnessing, all these different things that are going on, and we are all going to pray with one another to the Lord, surrendering it to the Lord, but believing that our God answers prayer. Now, you take that low faith, you take that little itty-bitty-bitty faith, and you make it pure by getting rid of all the doubt, all the fear, and you make that mustard seed work. Mustard seed is a pure seed, and we want to have genuine faith that when we approach the Lord, because without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For those who come to God must believe that He is, and a rewarder for those who seek Him. So we're going to be praying for those things right now as we're getting into it. We'll do a little bit of an intro, and then we're going to jump into prayer because we got many prayer needs, and I need your faith to combine with my faith so we can all have more faith in petitioning the Lord. So here's what we want you to be aware of. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, or if you've got a prayer need and you want the prayer warriors to be praying about it, there's a couple of ways to reach out to us and do that. Number one, you can call us and share what that is. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like, get this, heading into the week with great faith and expectation. Yay! Hello.
Thank you, David. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, my friend. We are going to be praying for people, and we have great faith and expectation that the kingdom of God will manifest in their lives. That's all we want. We all want
yep.
the Lord to bless, to touch, to heal, to rearrange, to make right, whatever it is. We want God's kingdom in these situations. So not only can you reach out to us by phone, that's right, it's a telephone. I know it's complex, but it is a telephone. Anyway, you can also, in fact, text us. So if you're in San Diego, you can text us. If you're in Denver, you can text us. If you're in Dallas, you can text us. If you're in Detroit, you can text us right now. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. I'll say it a little slower so everybody can hear it because I do tend to talk fast. 214-210-8483. That sounded like a machine that wasn't plugged in right. 214-210-8483. You can also send us an email. Some people are more comfortable with that. That's fine. It still gets to us. David@HeMustIncrease.org. That's David@HeMustIncrease.org. So you can call us at 972-445-0770. Text us at 214-210-8483 or send an email, David@HeMustIncrease.org. Let's go to prayer. Let's see the kingdom of God manifest by believing that the King of the universe not only loves us and cares for us, but that he hears us. So let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and I just thank you for the privilege, the honor to be able to come before you and to bring our needs, our desires, our petitions, our supplications, our prayers for things that are good and things that are not good, Lord. We need your help. We need your help in all of these things because most of the time, Lord, we think we know what the answer should be. And yet we'd be so much wiser to bring these before you and ask for your perfect will to be done. Because that is always the height of wisdom. That we would fear you. That we would honor you. So we lift up a whole group of people, Lord, and with genuine faith, high level of expectation, believing that you will manifest the kingdom in these people's lives. We lift up Robert and Rosalind to you right now. We've got something coming up at 2 o'clock. Lord, we need your grace. We need your favor. We need your wisdom. We need your victory for your kids. Defend, protect, justify them in what they've done right before you. And let everything they do be in honor and in glory unto your name. Bless them in their situation. Let the kingdom manifest. At the same time, I lift up my daughter, Julianne, who, Lord, had the opportunity. You're so amazing, Lord. She has the opportunity to present in regards to medicine for Easton in front of the FDA. Lord, she has no qualifications other than she's battle-worn, battle-torn in the realm that Easton is in. And no better voice than a mother who can feel the pain of the child. Let her voice be heard. Let it resonate. Let your kingdom manifest. Lord, we also pray for people who are struggling in relationships, our great friend Al, and all the things that he's going through, that you would give him courage and strength and wisdom, and that there would be answers and deliverances and just grace upon grace and mercy upon mercy. And Lord, we also pray for a lot of the other marriages and relationships out there that are struggling deeply. Because there's so many things going on. The enemy's attacking from all fronts, and it's just a bunch of little things, or it's one big major thing. Lord, protect us as your people. Help us to keep our eyes focused on you. Just like Jehoshaphat. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are focused on you. That's what he told you. That's what we need for these relationships. Lord, we lift up Noah to you, who's really going through it physically again. multiple skin issues, just struggling and struggling. We ask you, Lord, to give him healing power, deliverance, grace, kindness, the healing balm of Gilead upon his life. Let him not be discouraged. Let him not be weary. Instead, Lord, let him renew his strength in you. Lord, we lift up Cynthia, a friend of Noel's, who's been told she's terminal, and she's got 4 to 6 months to live. Lord, she believes in you. She knows where she's going. So we're going to pray this just as smart as we can. Lord, please bring peace into that family, into that household, into Cynthia's life. And please bring healing. And let the faith help them raise above the proclamation. Heal a family that knows what they're facing, who believes in you, but needs your help. And Lord, we got people out there right now, they're hurting money-wise. It's tough. It's tough right now. Lord, you're the one that supplies. You're the source and the resource. You take what's little and make it much. Please help your people financially. They need it. You know it. Be generous to your people. Protect your people in these times. Lord, we pray for everybody out there that they would draw closer to you and know you and know you more. We lift all this up in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen and amen. Okay, so that's how we open up the show today, because you never know how the show's going to open up, right? We just go in, we pray, we ask the Lord, let the kingdom of God manifest. Remember that when Jesus was teaching us to pray in Matthew chapter 6, what did he say? He said, when you pray, say, our Father, art thou in heaven. Remember, our Father, who art thou in heaven. Remember, our Father, who art thou in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thanks and praise first. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Nothing greater than to have the will of God done on earth like it's done in heaven. Do you get that? That's so, so, so powerful. Okay, now, jumping into the Word of God, because we have no time for, you know, for, what is it? Lollygagging. We have no time for lollygagging, whatever lollygagging is. I'm not even sure what that means. But here it is. Here's where we're at. We're in 2 Timothy. We're in chapter 2. And we're at that point now where verse 22, this is Paul. He just told Timothy, as he's doing his very last, you know, last letter he's ever writing, the last things that he's going to say, and he's going to say them to Timothy. He's already said, hey, if anyone cleanses himself from these uncool vessels, he will be sanctified for the use of the master, prepared for every good work. This is all in reference to not being connected, I strongly believe, to people who are false teachers, unfaithful teachers, heretic-type teachers. He's like, keep away from those people. Then he says this. This is a classic line, and I want you to listen to it. Verse 22, flee also youthful lusts. Boy, that came out of nowhere. Flee also. See, stay away from those weird teachers. Don't be caught up in that goofy stuff. Oh, by the way, Timothy, just flee youthful lusts. So the young protege is advised to flee these lusts. To illustrate this, I consider the scene from the movie Monty Python and the Holy Grail to be one of the most effective teaching tools. You're thinking, that can't be right. Watch. In a particular scene, they were told that a particular animal, a harmless little bunny rabbit, would just destroy everybody in its path. And they saw the bunny rabbit, and they're like, It's a blooming bloody, it's a bunny rabbit. Oh, let's go kill it. And then the rabbit gets up in the air, flies, attacks them all, and cuts them all up. And then when the bunny rabbit's attacking them, they all go, run away, run away, run away. Okay? The runaway part. That encapsulates the concept that Paul is telling Timothy. to flee. Sometimes youthful lusts, sometimes for guys as you're getting a little older, the pride sticks in there. Sometimes for gals, the pride of how you look, and for men, it's the physique that they have, or whatever the case may be. He's like, get away from those dumb things. That's terrible. Just get away from that. Run away from that. There are times where you feel maybe a little less than. Maybe you're not feeling as cool as you were, as pretty as you were, as strong as you were. Maybe you're feeling like, you know, I need to have that arrogance of pride that, hey, look at me, I'm this going on. And Paul's like going, get away from that. What are you, 12? Stop that stuff. 0 to 20 is a child. 20 to 40 is a young adult. 40 to 60 is an adult. 60 plus is an elder. They're set up that way for a reason. Be respectable in the places that the Lord has put you. In fact, he already told Timothy twice in this epistle and in the earlier epistle, make sure you keep your station. Make sure you keep where you're at. And so some people are just like, oh, remember when I was younger? I would do anything. I would jump off the roof and land in the swimming pool. Well, that was great when you were 19, maybe not so brilliant when you're 68. You get it? So it's like, pull that back. Don't do stuff like that. That's not the way. And he's saying, flee it. Just don't even go near it. Get away from it. Run away from that. Because the enemy will try and make you feel what? Bad about yourself. Hey, you know who thinks you're beautiful? You know who thinks you're strong? You know who thinks you're faithful? You know who thinks you're worthy to spend eternity with him because of Jesus Christ? God. And he paid the blood of Jesus for you. Your value is so high that it could not be purchased with gold or silver or money. It can't be crypto or any other wonderful. It can't even be the value of land. It has to be the blood of Jesus. That's what God paid for you. And in fact, the scripture says, it's amazing how it says it in 1 Corinthians 6 and 7, especially 1 Corinthians 6, you were bought for a price. God bought you. And he paid the blood of Jesus. You don't have to try and have other people think you're cool or other people think you're this or you're that. Here's what the Lord's saying. I love you. I chose you. I paid for you. You're mine. You don't have to worry about what other people think. And at this point in our Christian walk, we should really not care about what other people think as opposed to what our Heavenly Father thinks, right? Okay. All right, take a deep breath. From prayer to youthful lusts. What kind of weird show are you people? Yeah, and here's your Bible trivia. Here we go. Let's see if you can get this one. This comes out of Psalm 18, verse 18. Psalm 18, verse 18. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my blank. They confronted me in the day of my calamity. Ah, he's suffering. But the Lord was my blank. What is the blank? Psalm 18, verse 18. If you think you know, well, that's easy to respond to. You can simply call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can email David at hemustincrease.org. That's David at hemustincrease.org. In the meantime, we're going to send you up to the website as we always do at this particular time and just encourage you about a couple of things. There are places on the website for you to share a praise report, for you to share a prayer request. There are different audios. There are different videos. There are different articles. All to encourage you. There is also a place to give. That would be great. Giving is really helpful to the ministry because without it, we don't do the ministry. It's that simple. You're not going to get a donut or a whistle. You will get a receipt at the end of the year. Here's the passage for today, 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 7. The point is this. Whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart. Not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Wow, that's what you want right there. God loves a cheerful giver. Smile when you do it. That's the key. You'll see why, especially in the next 60 minutes. Okay, we're going to send you the website. Check it out. HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Hey, kid, what's your name?
I can't remember.
Where are you from?
I can't remember.
Can't you remember anything?
I remember the Alamo.
I remember the Alamo. Okay. I'm sorry. That's pretty funny. Let's do the trivia question. I got more teaching. We got a lot to do. I can just tell you right now. So the trivia question, once again, they confronted me in the day of my calamity. But the Lord was my what? The Lord was my what? You got to answer that. Psalm 18, verse 18, if you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So I do want to share one thing with you, and then we'll jump right into the teaching. I, for one, find it just to be a little funny. Most of you guys know we are moving. And we are moving this week. So with that, by the way, there will be a change in the schedule in the show. So Thursday and Friday will be replays because we will be moving Thursday and Friday. Okay? Just let everybody know. So we'll be, believe me, the two shows that I've picked to be replacements are stellar. I mean, they're just some of the best shows we've done, so I'm excited that we're replaying those because they always tend to bless people, and I love that. But I'll just let you know that yesterday in our brilliance and the day before in our brilliance and the day before that in our brilliance, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we had many discussions, and we decided we were going to have a garage sale. So you know what we did? We got all this stuff together, put out all the signs, put all the information out everywhere we could, and we had a garage sale on Saturday. Hey, you know what happened on Saturday? It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Okay. Well, it rained for 24 hours anyway. So we did actually have one person show up to our garage sale. Can you say not the best timing?
Hey, good on that person, though, showing up.
I thought that was very faithful and diligent of them. That was very nice of them to show up. I really appreciated their commitment to the craft. But it was a lot of fun to watch the rain out of the garage.
It's just the worst timing because it rained all day.
Rained. And then, wait, so we're moving Thursday and Friday. Friday it's supposed to rain all day. You see, you can get mad about that, or you look at it and go, well, what are you going to do? Just leave it alone. That's exactly what we're going to do. We're just going to leave it alone. Okay, so let's get back to the text that we're in. We only have a little bit of time. I do want to make sure you understand this. The passage that we are trying to nail down so that you can, in fact, answer the trivia question, they confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my... And then the answer comes in Psalm 18, verse 18. If you think you know, you only got about a minute, 972-445-0770. And then you can also text 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. All right, let me read this one little portion. I'm not going to go into the depth of it because I'll do that next week, but it's a very, very cool portion. Verse 22, after it says, flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. So what he tells Timothy is, okay, get away from that youthful, goofy stuff. Stop doing it that way. And then he says, look, I want you to pursue some other things. And listen to what I say. This is really cool. And if you pick it up, you'll really get it. I want you to pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with all those who call upon the name of the Lord out of a pure heart. The cool thing is love and peace are fruits of the Holy Spirit. Right? So we're supposed to pursue that. But ironically, faith is not a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Faithfulness is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. That's being faithful. That's not the same as having faith. Faith is much more of a decision that you and I make on a regular basis engaging with God. We have to choose to believe in the circumstance. That's why I wrote the book, The Faith That Pleases God, because you gotta choose it. Get it? Ooh, making a decision to believe. That's what we have to do. Wow, I hope you catch that. All right, the triv question, they confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. And the Lord is the one that we need to support us. If you are in San Diego or in Denver or in Detroit, go to HeMustIncrease.org. And you can listen live by hitting the Listen Live button. If you are in Dallas or on the app, just hang out. We're going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere. Let's get into our text. Colossians chapter... We covered everything, right? Okay. Colossians chapter 3, verses... 2-4, whatever you do, or I'm sorry, it's actually Colossians 3:24. Whatever you do, do it enthusiastically. Is something done for the Lord and not for men, knowing that you will receive the reward of an inheritance from the Lord because you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. The scripture tells us that whatever we do, now we've gone through this a couple of times and we have to go through it multiple more times to really grasp it, but that phrase, whatever we do, happens to mean whatever we do. That's what it means. And we're supposed to do it enthusiastically, with an eagerness, not with an obnoxiousness, with an eagerness to do it as unto the Lord. So the things that we're required to do that we have to do, there should be a disposition, an attitude of enthusiasm that is connected to the Lord. It's not that you like to do everything, but if you can understand that in the doing of it unto the Lord, you're doing it with a different priority in mind. You understand that? In other words, what you do, do it unto the Lord and do it with this attitude of a full heart and an eagerness. I had somebody, I'll say her name, Susie Lopez was at KPRZ. She was the direct marketing director. Susie did the marketing director for San Diego. She said something to me one time that was so profoundly simple, it was irritating because I had to do something for a client because that's what you had to do at Salem. And I was like, blah. All right. So she said, Dave, she goes, if you can't get out of it, get into it. And it was like, that was really good advice. If you can't remove yourself from it and you have to do it, at least do it right. I mean, do what you're going to do and do it with the right attitude. Do it with the right spirit. Do it with this better mindset. And I think she was more right than wrong. No, I'm not talking about doing bad things or anything like that. So that's weird stuff. I'm talking about doing it as unto the Lord and recognizing that when you do it that way, it is from the Lord and only the Lord that you will receive the true eternal reward. You might go through whatever your process is, but when you do it as unto the Lord, you can recognize that the Lord is the one that brings the reward. And that's just living your life for the Lord. And that's just good, right? I mean, that can't be a bad thing.
The David Spoon Experience.